Sometimes, when I think of the animal world, I shudder to realize that animals are more disciplined than most of us. Have you ever seen a dog smoking or drinking? The animals are not hypocrites because they are not capable of telling a lie, because they have no language like human beings. Man has language. Englishmen have the English language. And they have names for persons, things, animals, and groups of animals. You must have come across terms like herd or flock, or even litter or pack. But have you come across similar terms like sounder, shrewdness, hastiness, cowardice, charm, gaggle, school, army, colony, troop, ambush, crash, and parliament, to list a few out of many? Let's start with the king of the animal kingdom. What is the term for a group of lions? If you do know, you will say a pride of lions. What about a group of tigers and a group of leopards? Well, they say an ambush of tigers and a leap of leopards. What will you say if it is a group of horses? Well, you can say a stud of horses. If they are breeding horses, you will say a harness of horses. A team of horses is dialectal. When you see kangaroos together, you can say either a mob of kangaroos or a troop of kangaroos. You can use troop for monkeys too and say a troop of monkeys. Similarly, you can use mob for cattle, deer, and sheep and say a mob of cattle, a mob of deer, a mob of sheep. A mob of sheep is Australian, and a mob of cattle is both Australian and American. You say a shrewdness of apes, a sounder of wild boar, a cowardice of curs, a charm of finches, a school of porpoises, and a school of whales too. A small school of whales is known as a pod of whales. It's possible to say a herd of whales and a gam of whales also. When whales are bottlenosed, they are referred to as a grind of bottlenosed whales. A herd is a common term used for asses, buffalo, cattle, cranes, curlew, deer, elephants, giraffes, goats, and pigs. They say a herd of swine, but a sounder of tame swine, and a drift of wild swine. A game or herd of swans, they say, when the swans are not in the air. When they are in the air, they refer to them as a wedge of swans. Race horses always go on a string. Peacocks go in a muster. Pups and cubs in a litter. Sparrows in a host. And swallows in a flight. Let's now have a look at some humorous terms. Man is an animal, perhaps superior most, perhaps most developed, perhaps one who can laugh at himself like a monkey, that can bend down and round to have a look at its own red posterior and laugh. Therefore, for sheer fun, it's possible to say a gaggle of women and a bevy of ladies. I'm sure you must have found yourself once in a while in the company of a superfluity of nuns, faith of merchants, and a hastiness of cooks. Before I finish, I'm tempted to quote from a popular male forward going round. Here it is. The English language has some wonderfully anthropomorphic collective nouns for the various grounds of animals. We are familiar with a herd of cows, a flock of chickens, a school of fish, and a gaggle of geese. However, less widely known is a murder of crows, an exaltation of doves, and presumably, because they look so wise, a parliament of owls. A gathering of baboons are the loudest, most dangerous, most obnoxious, most viciously aggressive, and least intelligent of all primates. And what is the proper collective noun for a group of baboons? Believe it or not, a congress.